for the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. How you like me
now? How you like me now? Congratulations to our winners going to Third Eye Blind.
Kyle's guy, Southside, got a W.
Oh, Southside? Southside serious?
He just said, tell Kyle, Southside says hello.
Okay, for sure.
Danny in Milwaukee, but he doesn't go by that on the radio.
Oh, wow. You just exposed
that man. Just exposing our fans.
His name? My goodness gracious.
Jeez, Strofe. Man. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe here with you.
I didn't tell you a social security number.
You got me in. That man could have people looking for him right now.
And then I got Mike in Partyville, the other winner.
Partyville, yeah. I wonder if he's close with Dale in Partyville.
I bet they're best friends.
Best friends. It's not that big of a town.
Just like me and you.
We're still working on that. You're still on the, we really got to work on the finalization of the list.
Hey, I filled mine out this morning.
Oh, the KVN time capsule?
Yeah.
What you circle for is Alex Strofe going to be at Ben's wedding.
Just like yours, your answer to that, just like your fiance's answer to that, my answer to that will be revealed in February after the Packers win the Super Bowl.
Good man. Wow. Good man. For those who missed it, we have a time capsule in which we have about 75 envelopes that are going to be buried underneath my backyard in my home.
Yeah, I caught the audio that you played the other day of your fiance reacting to you saying that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I expect her to react.
That's why I told you guys I wasn't
really
worried about it.
I didn't expect
that. Yeah, I figured
that
She'd be cool about it.
You probably don't have that audio ready to go somewhere in the system.
I could probably find it, but it might take me a minute.
Go to the downloaded folder. You might be able to see it there.
Yeah. Producer helping producer.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your question
here? And so I was just thinking about that because your wedding, a lot of people, my girlfriend, shout out to her, she has been asked to be in another wedding. So congratulations to her. And next summer for me, like all my friends are waiting till the 30s, you know, birds of a common feather flock together. So one day it will be coming soon for myself. But I'm in a lot of weddings and I'm going to a lot of weddings. Or
are you worried about the date?
I am very. She remembers your date, actually.
How did she know?
Did you say it on air?
Know your date?
I know my date.
Did you say it on air or no?
What is it?
It's the end of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you must have told her or something like that. She's got a memory.
Wait, does that mean we're coming up on the 1 year mark?
We're 4 days past.
It's the 22nd. That's what she said.
August 22nd.
That's what she said. You must have said that on air. But regardless, and so I have legitimately like 5 different weddings that I have to balance next year, and I'm just hoping that everybody's wedding is separate from one another.
No.
Separate.
Unless there's one you don't want to go to, you hope it lands on one that you do want to go to.
That's too hard. It's too hard. You got to tell somebody no.
So I'm going to bury it in our backyard, and then at the end of the season, we open up the time capsule to see what everyone predicted.
From 10 years from now, or?
No, at the end of the season. It's a season.
Where is the 10-year thing?
Where did the 10-year come thing in at all?
I thought you said 10 years.
No, before the season, end of the season, then we unlock it and read everyone's predictions, see who's right, see who's wrong.
Our backyard is already pretty looking, so.
That's why I said I could do it in my backyard because it already looks like crap.
Yeah.
So you're cool with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Man of the house.
Yeah, man of the house. Man of the house, I see.
Speaking of being the man of the house, my fiance went to a bridal shower, and all the people at the bridal shower asked to see baby girl. So
I'm sure they did.
On Friday, my fiance left town with the baby, and I was a boys' night. I had some guys over.
Wow, you just couldn't wait to have people over, huh?
It was great. Great time.
Did you get an invite, Strofe?
He was out of town.
What about me? I didn't get an invite.
You had plans.
I did have plans.
We talked after Tsunami Express car wash remote. Yeah,
I may have gotten the invite had I been in town.
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have counted on that as well. What I will say is,
I would have been invited.
I had a bunch of friends over. And
a bunch.
One of the most egregious comments I've ever heard in my life was made. After we got done playing Mario Party like a bunch of 12-year-olds, Talladega Nights came on just like regular TV with commercials, right? And like everyone does this, right? You probably have access to watch Talladega Nights on any type of, I don't know, streaming platform, but I never go from the like TV version of the movie and you just watch commercials and whatnot. One of the people there said, oh, Talladega Nights, this is a top five comedy of all time.
Ooh, that's quite the statement there.
I knew you would ding that.
For one, real? One of my favorite movies ever.
It's not even a top three.
Comedy of all time?
Top three of Will Ferrell.
Yes, it is.
I would object to that.
It's number one of Will Ferrell.
Oh, no. You must
Step Brothers guy?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Step Brothers went into that conversation right away. And then we talked about how each decade has probably a better comedy that goes into each decade, right? The Hangover comes to mind as a top one. You got Caddyshack for back in the day.
Talladega Nights.
Animal House. Like, putting Talladega Nights in the top five is insane.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
It's quotable, but we all sat there.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew, Chip.
Just because it's quotable does not make it a top five comedy of all time.
It is. You know how I got Talladega Nights? Back when I purchased, I think it was PlayStation 3, maybe? PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3 with Blu-ray. That's how I got it, and I fell in love with that movie. It is hilarious. And
Blu-ray.
Little baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip.
And I wouldn't say it's top five of all time, not even close being top five, but Will Ferrell definitely top
I don't even know
three.
If it's in the top 20 of all time.
I don't know. Because I feel like we're excluding things that came before us.
That's what I'm saying.
And so that's definitely hard to say, but I will say Talladega Nights is one that's funny. I can pop it in today and watch it and be laughing my behind off.
I mean, like, just like right there, I could probably name, Dumb and Dumber's a classic.
That's okay.
Office Space.
Never seen it.
Old School. Super Troopers.
Oh, Super Trooper was funny.
See,
that
like
funny
Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, Billy Madison. There is no way in the world that in any world. Are you putting this on the poll, by the way? Somebody at Ben's house claimed that Talladega Nights is a top five comedy. Is it even in the top 20 of top 20 comedies of all time? Because that to me is probably where I draw the line. So if you don't even like movies, so is this like one of the five movies you've seen and you're like, oh yeah, it's funny?
I've seen more than five movies, but yeah, I love this movie. It's
40-year-old version, Meet the Parents.
Yeah, 40-year-old version.
The movie I've
funny.
Seen the most.
What, Talladega Nights?
Wedding Crashers.
Either that or Step Brothers.
The Hangover.
Yeah. The Hangover's also up there.
Like American Pie is a classic.
I never really watched it.
Borat, are you kidding me?
Oh, Borat is hilarious.
You know, like Talladega Nights, though. I very much like a Borat, and I don't think a Talladega Nights, although Sacha Baron Cohen is in Talladega
He's
Nights.
He's the Nemesis.
Sure
yes.
Nemesis.
My good Nemesis. I was talking too fast. Nemesis.
Austin Powers. I mean, also, I'm not going to lie. There are some black comedies that I would put ahead of Talladega Nights.
Why are you looking
heartbeat.
At me when you say that? Are you looking at me like,
you haven't
gonna
seen
lie.
Blue it's Streak, and it blows my, I didn't look at you, I look seen, right
you look, no, look at the camera. You look me directly in
coming
the eyes.
Coming to America,
that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Coming to America, Rush Hour, Friday. There's so many different black comedies.
It does
comedies.
Not be
House Party.
Tommy Boy, Superbad.
Superbad was good, too.
See, like, am I crazy in thinking that this should not be near the top five?
Talladega Nights was a stretch. That was a stretch. I'm not quite sure how. How many carblesses deep were they?
A couple, but he stayed really true to the statement.
Sometimes people make stupid comments and then they just stand on it because of the principle of not wanting to be wrong.
Wayne's World. You probably never seen that.
What do you mean? I've heard
Excellent.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Isn't that how it goes?
Yes, but again, I just named off 15 right there, and so I'm curious as to what KBN Nation says, 800-990-3776, because I was like, Talladega Nights? Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
It's like his best Will Ferrell movie.
It's in there. It's definitely, he had Anchorman.
Semi-pro. So, good call, Love and Football.
Yeah, that was semi-pro was good.
Semi-pro is so dang funny.
Yeah, there's just a lot of different movies for him, but overall, it's not a top five comedy movie of all time. It's not even close to being a top five movie. I mean, if you only seen five movies that are comedy movies, then yeah, you can put it in the top five, but not even close.
JD and Fondi, Adam Sandler greater than, that was Taylor, greater than Will Ferrell. Taylor's my guy who wants to go to Pato. Totally agree. There's nothing better than when you have an Adam Sandler, Waterboy, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, all right there as they keep coming in. Talladega Nights is not a top 20 comedy. Talladega Nights is not top five all time, maybe top 500.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. What is your top five, though?
Rush Hour 2.
Shake and bake.
Rush Hour 2 is in there. I love Rush Hour 2 so much.
Hilarious.
Blue Streak is in there. It gets tough for me on the Adam Sandler ones because I love Waterboy, Billy Madison, and Happy Gilmore, but I can't pick all of them in there. Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers. I take Wedding Crashers out only because it turns into a horrible romantic, like, they go away from the humor, and then it gets all serious, like, for 30 minutes. So I was like, we were rocking and rolling here, and then the movie turned south on me.
Yeah, I think for me,
Caddyshack. Like, Caddyshack is, like, a classic.
Have you seen Girls Trip?
No, Girls Trip.
Oh, that movie is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious. You should definitely watch it. Since
Anchorman! Anchorman's better than Talladega Nights.
It's up there.
I'll probably agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute, Strofe.
The more Talladega Nights slips further and further down.
You will
away
notice,
from
though,
top
Kyle,
five.
That I am very loyal to Will Ferrell. I'm a very big Will Ferrell.
But
fan.
You get my point. Is we're getting closer to being a top five Will Ferrell movie than a top five comedy of all time.
Yeah, you tripping, Strofe.
I think I'd put Talladega Nights over Step Brothers.
Nah, that's stupid. It's not even close.
I think it's closer than you're giving it.
No, Talladega Nights is not a classic.
But Anchorman is so good. Anchorman's so good.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, somebody at Ben Bruss' house said Talladega Nights is a top five comedy of all time. Is it even top 20? No, early in the voting is 65%. I'm glad that KBN Nation early on has some sort of freaking, I don't know.
Hey, ever seen Friday, the movie?
No, but it's on my list. Heard it's great.
It's been out for like 25 years.
It's still on my list.
That's good. No, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. We got the Hangover too. That
a lot of suggestions to add to the list. We got Hall Pass. Have you seen Undercover Brother?
Oh, that was good. That was good. It had me afraid.
I can't read Rich Pecker and Spread Eagle's text.
That's messed up. I'm gonna say Undercover Brother had
that's
me
just
thinking
his name, and he lives in Spread Eagle.
Okay, I get
Highway
it.
69, right through there.
Oh wow, that's okay.
It's a true thing.
I know. I'm sure. Undercover Brother had me thinking I shouldn't like mayonnaise.
Why is that?
Because I can't read his text.
I was just giving him crap. It's like reading his name.
Because they said black people don't like mayonnaise. So I was a kid watching Undercover Brother.
Like, I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It was like it was the kryptonite for the brother there. That was Eddie Griffin in that movie. But yeah.
Jason Wilde is going to answer all of our tough pass Packers questions. We bring the heat to Jason Wilde as now we are heading into the heart of football season right now.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
I would have been, I'm really feeling swaggy and confident.
You say, yeah, you're in my space. Oh, what you gonna do?
Because even just hearing the song, like, for those who are on the YouTube, they can see I'm bobbing my head right now. Like, this is like, okay.
Go ahead, say, ski!
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. And every Saturday night,
joining us now as he does every Monday at 3:15 is Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch across these various stations from 9 to noon. Catch him on podcast or on YouTube at ESPN Madison or at ESPN Milwaukee. It's Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Alex Strofe here with you. Jason, how are you?
I'm great. So do you yell for all 3 hours?
Yes. I think that's a levels issue.
No. You project loudly.
So it's funny you say that, Jason. I was in a meeting today at the office, and it was a video call, and I was on the other side of where the person on the video was, and I felt like, although there are microphones in the room, that I felt like I had to project, and somebody in the room told me, are you always this loud? So this is twice in one day. Maybe I need to take a sec.
No, it makes them great, Jason.
It's so you crescendo as the music does, and then you kind of dial it down toward the end. So it's fine. I'm not usually in the car, and I have it on the Apple CarPlay, and it just felt like really loud. And it's great because I feel like, you know, if you were calling a play on the court during the Final Four run or something, you got to be able to project. So I'm fine with it. It just struck me as particularly loud as we were sitting in the car.
Thank you, Jason Wilde, for the observation.
You're trying to project, but this is what you do. Like, that's just you.
I know, that's just me. Jason.
You're welcome, Ben. What else do you want to talk about?
One of the most egregious statements of all time was made at my house on Friday that Talladega Nights is a top five comedy of all time. Do you agree that it's not even in the top 20?
I'm not even sure it's a top five film with Will Ferrell.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jason.
Just went
don't go
this.
That
yes,
far.
No, it's
explain
like it's
thyself.
Fringe.
Or the self.
Old school Step Brothers,
Like, does he have to? First of all, I actually like Ted. Come on, what am I doing here? The Anchorman.
Yes.
Like Anchorman. So that's in there. That's three. I understand he only has a cameo role, but the role he plays in Wedding Crashers is still one of my favorites. We use that in our house all the time, even though none of us eats meatloaf. So, I mean, if I were to put down my list of Will Ferrell movies, Talladega Nights is not in the top five and might not be in the top 10.
Oh, Jason, you're tripping.
No, you're with – he's on the right side of history on our Twitter poll and just on the right side of history with a knowledge.
Absolutely tripping.
That's where I like to be.
Jason, the preseason is over, and something Bradley Nortman, our co-host, kind of alluded to today earlier was the fact that he's disappointed in the fact that the Packers starters didn't have a lot of snaps this preseason. Do you have any concern with the Packers and their lack of snaps?
I think some context here would be appropriate. He cited the fact that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs got two different times to go out there.
Yeah, I appreciate the context. I would say this. Brad Nortman played in the NFL and I didn't. So I am reluctant to push back on that. But you guys know my position already. My position is I am not losing an important player to a game that doesn't count in the standings.
Is that because of Jordy Nelson?
It is. Well, it's not just because of Jordy Nelson, but it is primarily because of him. Yes, here's my issue with the preseason, Bradley. Does Brad go by Bradley now? Did I miss a meeting?
We mix it up every now and again when
I
he's
call
trying
him
to
Brad yeah. once in a while, Bradley sometimes.
Bradley when he's trying to like be above us.
It does sound a little snooty. Although Bradley Cooper, he seems likable. I wonder what his top five movies are. So I would say this: if you're gonna go out there and you're going to run a bunch of vanilla stuff, right? And you don't know, you can't control who you're playing against. Like the Packers, for instance, those starters played three snaps of offense and eight snaps of defense against the Browns, but the Browns didn't play their starters. So the fact that Dontayvion Wicks torched that safety, that guy's not starting safety. Like, they didn't have their starters out there. They had Myles Garrett coming off the edge. So how productive is that? I don't know. I do think there's a value in going through the game day process, if that makes sense, of, you know, getting your game face on or your regular face and going through warm-ups and being in the right place mentally. I always liked when Mike McCarthy used to have the guys go through the week as if they were going to play and then pulled the plug after warm-ups and said, all right, you guys aren't going. I thought it was really interesting. I don't know if you guys saw this because it was a smaller part of my story, and I don't think it probably made a lot of the audio clips that we pulled from LaFleur, but bless you, Sid. But I think it's interesting that what LaFleur did was told the guys on Friday that you're not going to play, but then had the guys who were going to play go through a walkthrough in preparation for what they were going to call. And then had the starters go through like a legitimate full speed practice. I think it was in shorts and helmets, but still they had competitive periods, et cetera. So they had a little like a game like feel, but didn't play a game in which there was actual risk. I think that these joint practices are far superior because not only is your quarterback not in the same level of danger, but as long as you know that the team that you're doing the joint practice with is not on your schedule, is not going to share the tape from the practice with any of your upcoming opponents or any insights they got.
Do they have to sign NDAs? Sorry to interrupt, but like that is an interesting thing.
They should. I think that's a really good idea because, again, Aaron Rodgers, I don't like the way he went about it in 2019. But that doesn't mean he was wrong. They wasted their time with the Texans because they ran a bunch of vanilla garbage because they were worried about Chuck Pagano's brother, who was on the Texans staff, telling Chuck Pagano everything. And Chuck Pagano was the Bears defensive coordinator, and then they thought they'd be at a disadvantage when they opened the season against the Bears with the first game of the regular season. If you're able to do all the things and run your actual playbook and no one's going to see it on tape, I think that's way better than risking playing guys in a preseason game where you can – I mean, you look at the Ravens. They had multiple guys get hurt in the game on Saturday, and guys that are supposed to play for them that now won't be available.
We're talking with Jason Wilde here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show. Jason, obviously you know where the conversation is with this team and trying to figure out the backup quarterback and kicker. Which is more important to a team? I know obviously you need a kicker. Like, you can't just go and not have a kicker, but you get the spirit of the question. If, God forbid, something happens to Jordan Love for like 2 to 5 games, right? You need somebody who can come in and help the team not lose the season. What's your sort of stance on the kind of two questions that I asked?
Yeah, I have always preferred 3 quarterbacks. And now that they've expanded the practice squads after COVID, the 2 on the 53 and a 3rd on the practice squad. And the idea of playing your starter, but having a veteran, you know, I always think of Matt Hasselbeck, who started a ton of games in the NFL. And then the last 3 or 4 years of his career, he was a veteran backup who was there to help young quarterbacks develop, who was there if your quarterback got hurt, that he'd be able to play. I thought he was perfect. And just like I thought Matt Ryan would have been perfect last year. Now, Matt Ryan is way smarter than me, and he knew that if he had signed with the Packers and been a backup, then whatever the Packers would have paid him, he would have had deducted from the money that the Colts owed him. So he would have basically been playing for free. So what he did is he went and did the CBS thing, and now it appears he's fully retired. But I would have loved for him to be the backup. Even if you viewed him as washed as a starter, that's a guy that has proven he's won an MVP. Could probably get you through a few games. So we don't know Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt can do. There was an interesting thing from Tom Pelissero today, though, that I made note of, and that was that the NFLPA vetoed an idea that would have had you were allowed to have unlimited call-ups of practice squad quarterbacks to the 53-man roster on game days. Because I wonder if the Packers were thinking, you know, we cut both of these guys. Nobody's going to want them. We don't have to carry either one of them on our 53.
Dang, yes.
And
we
can sneak
enticing.
Another guy onto the 53, and then we can call up whichever guy we want for that week to be the backup. I wonder if Goody was thinking that way and if this kind of foiled his plan. That'll be one of my questions for him if and when we get to talk to him.
Jason, what you just said, nobody else wants these guys? That doesn't sound appealing to me whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking for me. Like, I don't. Maybe they think. But do you? Let's put it this way. You know, I don't know what either of those guys will eventually become.
Yeah.
Right. One was a 5th rounder. One was a 7th rounder. But if you're one of the other 31 teams, and you're watching film of this summer's Packers preseason games, are you claiming either one of those guys and using up a roster spot on your 53-man roster?
Probably not.
For one of those two? No way you are. No way.
And, Jason, with the receiver competition, I love all the receivers, the 7 receivers that the Green Bay Packers have. Which one is going to be the odd man out? Is it going to be Malik Heath, Bo Melton, or Grant DuBose?
Ooh, I think that's a really good question. I'm really curious to see if they get any sort of, like, trade interest of any of those guys, because that could be the tiebreaker. I think DuBose had a really good camp. Again, it comes down to, is anyone going to claim any of these guys if you cut them? And I don't know the answer to that. That's the risk you have to obviously take. I don't think it happens real often, frankly. Obviously, we remember the time when Taysom Hill was claimed. They didn't think that would happen. But I don't know. Is Grant DuBose going to get claimed? I doubt it. Maybe. I suppose it's possible. But Bo Melton, I think, would, right? I mean, if you look at what he did last season playing in games that counted, he's got an appeal. Malik Heath, from a blocking perspective, and he's made some catches in camp and in preseason, I think there's a good chance he might get claimed. So I would think the guy that you risk is the guy that has the least amount of film out there, because they want Grant Dubose on their team. They clearly like him. Whether or not they can carry, they're not carrying 8 wide receivers, so they're going to have to figure something else out.
I like this as just an extension here. Do you think they would ever feel the trade on any of the top 4 to keep one of the bottom 3?
Ooh.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think the top 4, as much as I like 5 through 8, and I did a story for the State Journal just about those 4 guys, because I do think all of them are legit NFL receivers, which is crazy to say. They go 8 deep at wide receiver, but I really think it's true. I don't think any of them, maybe Melton, are in a position to really and truly challenge those other 4. I think those 4 are pretty clearly head and shoulders above the next 5 through 8.
Jason, we appreciate your time, and we know that roster cuts are tomorrow, and we are heading into having even more fun conversations about the season. Yes, Kyle?
Jason. Well, who will be the kicker come Thursday when you join us again?
Ooh, I still think that it's going to be Anders Carlson. I think they're going to, I think their mentality is, we don't want to do to Anders Carlson what the Vikings did to Daniel Carlson and end up regretting giving up on him too soon. But as I said to Tausch this morning, the problem is, that 32-yard field goal that he missed in and of itself isn't that big of a deal, but it's indicative of how he just has this ability, even in a game where he seems to be humming along, to then miss a kick. Again, he missed a kick in 10 of their last 12 games. And what that says to me is that even when things are going well, you just can't count on him to keep that consistency. But if I have to pick, I'm picking him.
And lastly, Jason, just a quick answer. Do you think Anders will finish the season as the kicker?
God, I don't know if I've ever given a quick answer, especially not on this show.
Yeah, that was a setup for a failure by me.
It was. But it was at a nice low tone, which I really appreciate.
Thank you.
I would not take that bet.
You asked for a nice, quick answer, and he gave it to you.
I had Alex Strofe talking in my ear, so I missed the answer. Jason,
he said he would not take that bet.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that based off your reaction. Jason, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you on Thursday, all right?
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. Listen to him weekdays, 9 to noon across these very stations. Kyle Bruston-Hortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And look, I think that question about the receivers, Kyle, is actually pretty fascinating, because Jason said he believes that those are 7 wide receivers that are legit NFL players. We'll keep diving into that. Plus, we got Cheers to and pouring out coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Hortman.
I put my card in, I pump, when it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my life.
That's what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, move on.
That's what she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
Well,
he's still fixated on Lola Bunny.
No, I don't think she says that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Kyle Bruston-Hortman, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776. You can get us on Twitter at KBN ESPN, or get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. What'd you think of my intro there, Strofe? How did that go?
Well, you went from way up here to way down here.
Trying to work on my levels, you know, not make it spike so much on the level thingy-majiggy you got.
Are you aware you yell?
Honestly, I just thought I projected. Is yelling projecting?
Ooh. What's the difference?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well,
this is me just like getting demonstrative and talking on Kyle Bruston-Hortman. Kyle, what the hell is wrong with you? Is me yelling.
Okay. Yeah. And then what is you just talking?
Loud.
Also
loud noises.
Coach B used to guys that would talk quietly, especially in meetings, he'd say it with confidence.
I love
that. It means like basically speak up, son.
It's time to cheers to and pour one out.
The weekend is over, so let's pop some bottles. It's time for Cheers 2. And pour one out on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Bradley, go ahead.
I'd love to. I cheers to college football starting, but more importantly, college football upsets. I love the fact that the very first game of the season was a big upset when Florida State got upset by Georgia Tech in Ireland. And why does this matter? Georgia Tech was a 10.5 point underdog to Florida State. That's like what the same line is for Wisconsin versus Alabama, Wisconsin versus Penn State, Wisconsin versus Oregon, a 10-point underdog. It reminds me, hope springs eternal, that if Georgia Tech can do it to Florida State, maybe, just maybe, Wisconsin can do it to Alabama, Oregon, or Penn State. So cheers to college football upsets, particularly if it helps my Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh, I love that. I want to cheers to something a little bit different. And it's not on 94.5 ESPN or 100.5 ESPN Madison or 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, but 620 WTMJ. We have a teammate named Dom Catronio. Dom came on, I want to say, on our show one time before. And his father is the play-by-play radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, who will no longer be the Oakland Athletics as of this year. I don't know if you guys saw the news. They're moving to Vegas one of these days. And something that I want to cheers to is the fact that shout out to the Oakland A's for not only letting my Brewers beat the snot out of them this weekend. I know we won two or three games, but it still felt good for the Brewers to win. But also shout out to them because they allow Dom, one of our teammates here, to do play-by-play with his dad in the radio booth, as his dad will no longer be the Oakland A's play-by-play announcer. So a father-son play-by-play booth for the Oakland A's for one of our teammates here at GKB, who also does extra innings for the Brewers on 620 WTMJ. I thought that was a really heartwarming, cool story. So
nice.
Cheers to that.
Heartfelt story from Kyle Wallace, and Dom does a great job on all of our coverage on Brewers Radio and 620 WTMJ. I'd like to cheers to, in the spirit of college football, oh man, Hawaii played on Saturday. Hawaii played Delaware State.
Are they still the Rainbow Warriors?
I believe so, but yeah. All I know is they were 11 o'clock p.m. start.
Oh, goodness.
And I was hanging out with my former co-host, Greg Scalzo. And we placed a Scalzo and Brust dual bet together.
Oh, it's back!
And we looked at Hawaii, -40 against Delaware State,
oof,
and said, Hawaii, we've lost too many times on Hawaii late night that we're going to give the points. +40 for Delaware State.
Wait, what? Whoa.
We're 1-0 Scalzo and Brust betting account.
Delaware State, Hawaii's that bad?
They won by 21.
Well, no,
they didn't cover 40.
Hawaii was a 40-point favorite.
Oh, favorite.
Anybody
okay.
A 40-point favorite is eye-popping.
It's eye-popping. Yeah,
y'all know when the season comes, y'all going to have to remind me. Plus, it's my...
I know you're a higher or lower guy.
Yeah.
Was tied in the third quarter.
That's what I'm saying. And the best part about some of those is this game was so bad, Hawaii and Delaware State. I went on ESPN Plus. I went on the ESPN app. They didn't even have GameCast for it. You know when like you can follow the football and even get like play-by-play? I couldn't even track it like that. So that was a place it, go to sleep, wake up, forget you placed it, and then remember 2 hours later and find out you won. So shout out to late-night college football betting because it's the best when you get those late-night games.
Wow, that is quite the experience. Well, without further ado, let me pour one out. I pour one out to the Green Bay Packers wearing their white uniforms at home. I know this was a preseason game, and they're maybe trying it out or something, but something about the Packers wearing their away uniforms at Lambeau, it just
seemed
off.
The winter warning ones?
I can maybe get behind that, but if they're not wearing the green at home, it just looks weird to me. It really does, particularly when it's like the objectively away ones. Now, I know that Dallas does that, and if you're a southern team, you want to avoid the sun, so you'd wear white for the first couple games. But the Packers wearing white at home, like their away uniforms at home, it just looks strange to me. I had to look away. I went as far as that.
You didn't have to look away.
I had to look away. Relax. I can't even look at this.
Did that scream dramatic?
It was confusing. You are aware they wore their green uniforms at Cleveland and at Denver, correct?
I don't like that.
It was still different, though. I'm not going to lie. I saw it. I'm like, huh, that's interesting.
It's just preseason.
Just
Jordan
weird.
Love didn't even put on a jersey.
It's just bad for the eyes.
It upset me.
Such an old man.
I'm offended. I'm offended. I really am.
Offended?
I'm offended. I'm offended by the choice.
That's
you
a
and
lot
Mark grow up. Grow up.
Well, I'm going to pour one out. Did you guys know smoke detectors
now? Did you guys?
So when you were kids growing up, how did you, if a smoke detector went off in your home, what did you do to get it off?
when I was like,
you go and hold the button.
Up.
Hold the button. Did I grow up poor?
You just hold the button.
Hold the button. I used to have to fan the smoke. All I did was
the
smoke.
You could do that too.
I was doing that because we bought a little cast iron skillet. We made some steaks yesterday. It got very, very smoky.
Do you not have a vent?
Open the windows. Summertime.
Listen.
No, I'm with you. I have a microwave with a vent, and I love using the cast iron skillet.
But
I didn't use the vent, and all the windows were open, and the smoke alarm is still going. Yeah,
it's still bellowed out there, and so the smoke detector's going off, and I'm just moving my arms with all the different. I had two different things. I'm going left, right, left, right, left, right, and I'm thinking, dang, the neighbor's gonna think we really burning down the house. And so then I walk over, and I said, this thing has been going off for 5 minutes. What do I do? And I saw a little button. I said, let me just try to just see if this works. And I pressed the button, and it stopped. I said, this must be that new age smoke detector. that's a thing?
It's been a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Wallace household did not have that. We had
really?
To just, shake our arms unless we're just stupid.
You need the arm workout.
Oh, hush. I do. I'm a little flabby.
What do you mean, oh, hush? You know you need it.
I'm a little flabby. But yeah, all is well. But I was like, this is weird. So what if like you have a real fire going on? You press the button and be like, I'm just going.
Well, if there's a real fire, I have a feeling you'll know there's a real fire.
Yeah, you're going to be hustling out of there.
You want people to be aware.
The flames are over there, but I'm going to go ahead and turn this guy off right here.
Yeah, but I did not know that. So I was going to pour one out to the fact that I didn't know that. Yeah.
I'd like to pour one out to Kevin Garnett for being dumber than Kyle and saying that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not even a top four player in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. We have now reached the point of further than stupidity. And we know, I wouldn't say I fall victim to the saying things for attention thing, but whew, Giannis is unfreaking believable. Even just watching what he did in the Olympics with a team full of guys that couldn't even sniff the NBA and the numbers that he put up and how great he is and how hard he plays. He brought a championship for the Milwaukee for the first time in 50 years. Yeah, that's the worst thing I've heard in a very, very long time. Pour one out to Kevin Garnett. Anything you'd like to cheers to and pour one out to, Strophy? Looks like you were texting, so I wanted to see if you were
I was reading about
take.
Samaje Perine getting traded potentially.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
oh, that's deep into the NFL rumors.
Why does that matter to us?
Yeah, what does that matter for KBN?
What if the Packers trade for running back?
The Packers aren't trading for running back.
Might move on from AJ Dillon?
Would you think they don't have Marshawn Lloyd, who's going to be healthy come week one?
Is he going to be healthy?
He might not be healthy. They might put him on the IR.
He said he was going to be healthy.
Oh.
You always listen to the player, right? The player always knows their prognosis. Yeah, that's right.
Can I just say, Kevin Garnett, no shots at your ability to read, but I want him to say the word equivalent. Before he can talk about Giannis not being top four, say the word equivalent.
And if you don't know what Kyle's talking about, it's worth your time. Look up Kevin Garnett and equivalent, unless Strofe is working magic and smiling.
I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kinda like name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
Oh my. He wanted to say name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
One more time, Strofe.
Kinda like name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
Listen.
I can't even follow that.
Shut up. Giannis is top number one or top two for sure.
Brad, I was going through my phone and I saw videos of us in the showroom. There is T-minus 5 days at 0% interest for 60 months. Can I yell now, guys? 0% interest for 60 months. Everyone needs to know.
And if you're wondering, man, is maybe the time for me to do it? That deal should elicit your urgency to do it. 0% interest for 60 months. The warm weather outside. I mean, today like today is when you're thankful you have Pella windows and doors, keeping that air conditioning in. And if you don't, what are you waiting for? That is the sign that you need to race to PellaWI.com today to take advantage of that deal that ends on August 30th. So do not wait. PellaWI.com.
I've documented this in the past to KBN Nation, but I have a tab on our Kyle Bruston-Nortman show sheet and pre-show meeting sheet where I have quirky Brad stuff. Let's just say one NFL player does things like our quirky Brad. We'll tell you who it is and what happened next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Oh, wow.
Is it north?
Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Quirky Bradisms. We got a lot of them. One of them being that he sneaks in food to movie theaters and not just food.
He doesn't sneak in the food. He's basically breaking the rules.
I don't know. I feel like it's unwritten. It's an unwritten rule.
Okay. Sugar-free candies, his own popcorn, you name it.
LaCroix.
Salads in a bag.
Salads in a bag.
Brad, if somebody brought food to your house just to eat and you were cooking dinner that day, would you be offended?
I would respect the courage. I'd say good for you.
Now, your wife texted you something. She's on the lookout for your weird things that you do, too, to protect you.
Yeah, so Lexi, my wife, follows Brock Purdy's wife, Jenna Purdy. And what
Football
do you know?
Vibes.
Last night, she Instagrammed a picture, whatever that's called, stories? What is that?
Instagram story.
Instagram stories.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
What do you know? If you're on YouTube, you can see it as I'm seeing it, and we saw it last night. She said, date night with my babe at Unreal Snacks and Stove Pop Popcorn. They snuck in their own candy and their own popcorn. I'm seeing popcorn out of like a gallon bag for Brock Purdy and his wife. So what do you know? What do you know, boys? It must just be an NFL player thing.
You've made more money than Brock Purdy.
I don't know about off the field. Brock Purdy is...
I don't know
the endorsements.
Wait, what is
Brock Purdy after taxes is like... $400,000 to $500,000 in San Francisco.
Oh, he's poor in San Francisco.
Oh, no, wait. Brock Purdy has signed with Air Alaska, Toyota, and Buffalo Wild Wings. Your boy didn't get any of those endorsements.
I mean, he's a local endorsement.
According to Sportskeeda, earlier this year, he has made about $500,000 from brand deals.
That's pretty good.
He's 70% of it.
He's still making less than $1 million a year.
Guys, you got to remember, I'm a retired NFL player. He's current. He's going to get that QB.
In finance.
He's going to get that QB1 contract.
Right, when did you start working in finance?
2020.
But you also invested your money as well.
Do you have blue eyes?
Yes.
Are you 6'5"?
No, 6'3".
Why? You think they're twins?
Do you have a trust fund?
No.
Okay.
It's a lot of questions.
That's a very strange
Brock Purdy's not 6'5".
Line of questions.
He ain't 6'5". No way.
No, he's 6'1". This is
pretty.
What are you doing over there? Alex Stroff running the show behind the glass.
6'5", blue eyes.
You guys didn't hear this meme?
Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
What does this meme have to do with
finance?
Is that like characteristics you're looking for in a dude?
Yeah, this woman was on her couch saying she's looking for a man in finance, 6'5", blue eyes, trust fund.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
it was like the meme of 2024. Nobody saw this?
No.
It's been a Gen Z meme.
Yeah. new to me. Definitely new to me. But something that's disappointing is the fact that, first and foremost, didn't realize how broke Brock Purdy was because, again,
it's that California taxes and
too much. That's why
Mr. Irrelevant.
You went to Florida for a reason. And then on top of that, he should be ashamed of himself. The fact that he not only went into the movie theater, but he also tagged the dang candy, that is so desperate. If I was that movie theater, I would say,
Get out of here.
Brock Purdy.
That's a bad look.
No, you owe us money for the popcorn, and you owe us money for the candy.
Remember when Giannis didn't get seated at a local establishment? That didn't go over well for the local establishment.
That's true.
Yes. But if you were allowed to sneak in anything to a movie theater, what would be the number one thing that you would sneak in?
Number one, above anything else, would indeed be Carbless. That's because Carbless, man, it doesn't matter if I'm watching a movie, hanging out on a beautiful night like tonight, going to a Brewer game, hanging out by the lake or barbecues, Carbless is my go-to drink. There's a flavor for everybody. Like the fruit flavors, a fruit flavor on a night like tonight would be absolutely perfect. Cranberry, black cherry, lemon lime, or classic cocktails, Paloma and Moscow Mule, and the margarita 4-pack just screams of summer. But not only that, I mean, man, I'm working out. I'm trying to eat healthy, just like my other food I'm sneaking into. Carbless has guilt-free experience. No carbs, no sugars, 100 calories per can, gluten-free, and less carbonation, leading to less bloat. It's just a guilt-free experience when I drink Carbless. If you have not discovered why Liss is more and drink Carbless, then you need to now. Drink Carbless, Liss is more. Find them online and at retailers near you.
Kyle Bruston-Hartman will be with you on 94.5 ESPN, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and of course, streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. It's Jim, Matt, and Molly coming up next in Madison, but we got a lot to get to still. Kyle's Big Packers question of the day, Brian Bulaga, and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Bruston-Hartman continues next in 2 minutes. Sell out with me.